Now, during these days, two of the people in this meeting asked if we could join together and pray with them that the Lord would manifest His healing power, His healing life, oh, His healing is part of His gracious work, healing for our bodies. And He invites us to come to Him and ask Him in everything, it says, by prayer and supplication. Let your request be made known unto God, what I leave out, with thanksgiving. Yes, oh, we thank you, Jesus, that you have made provision for us, and that you are not only able but willing to meet us in our need. And one of them was Sister Wendy. She's one of the dear ladies that come to us from the Buffalo area and help us. And I saw her sitting in the other room, and I didn't want to believe that there was a problem with Sister Paula and Sister Anne Marie. And if that were the case, maybe you wondered, if that were the case, we would not have allowed it. We would have dragged her out here. But that was not the case, of course. We didn't expect it. She's sitting there because she needs to stay out of the bright light. She had a brain concussion not too long ago and cannot do certain things, like be in the light for too long or read. And then there's an effect upon her. Now, she told me, was that yesterday or today, that she senses improvement? And we're so thankful for that. But she asked that we pray with her. And I'd like very much for us to do that. It says, pray one for another that you may be healed. And so if there are those who would like to find their way over to Sister Wendy and pray with her, I'd like to join you. But we would like to just call on the Lord together. If you stay in your places, of course, you will do the same. You will just reach out to the Lord, and you will pray for our dear sister, that the Lord will touch her and just carry this improvement forward until she has perfect or wholeness. That's what she wants. That's what we want. Oh, see that? No problem at all. See that? We all love Sister Wendy. So let us pray together for her. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you. There will be those who would like to minister in Jesus' name to our sister Adeline, who also asked for prayer. And let us pray that God will touch her, that Jesus will make himself very real to her, that his presence shall be manifested, that his quickening life shall be her portion, that his, oh, praise the Lord, His word shall come to her. He sent his word and healed them. Oh, we praise you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you that you have help and health for our sister. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Let us pray one for another again, that we might be healed. That's what the word says. We pray one for another that we might be healed. Lord, bless Sister Adeline. Bless her tonight, Lord. We come to you with her, reaching out to you, Lord, reaching out to you. Lord, we know that there is nothing too hard for you, that you are able for everything that concerns us, and willing, more than willing, to touch, to strengthen, to heal. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Glory, hallelujah. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Now there are some here in this meeting who are thinking of others, people back home, people that are dear to them, people that are on their hearts, who are in physical need. And some of you have spoken to me about that. Joanne, Jenna talked to me about her brother just before meeting, and there are others too. We can bring them. Remember those four who brought their friend to Jesus? And someone said to me today, he is up to the task. He certainly was up to the task that day, wasn't he? He forgave sin and he healed sickness, and he is just the same today. So believe him that as we pray here, there is no reason to doubt because of distance. He's a great God, and he's everywhere, and he's able for the needs of your loved ones tonight. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'd like to ask Brother Kenny to just lead us in prayer for all those that are on our hearts tonight, and then perhaps he'll have something also that he wants to share with us. Come, Brother Kenny. Hallelujah.
Lord, we thank you. Thank you for Calvary. Thank you, Lord, that that's where healing flows from that precious cross where your blood was shed. We thank you for the power of that blood. We thank you, Lord, for the life-giving spirit that we've been talking about tonight and reaching out to, Lord. And we pray that you will now, as we pray, go visit everyone, Lord, that is upon our hearts that we're holding before you, Jesus. Lord, you know each and every one. You know their need. You've heard all the prayers that have already been offered in their behalf, Lord. And you are working, Lord, to bring about a glorious result in each of their lives. We pray that you will show us your glory, Jesus, that you will reach out your hand and heal, Lord. Stretch forth your hand to heal. Lord, we pray that this provision that you have made for your children, that we shall receive, we shall enter in by faith and experience the changes and the help that we're in need of, Lord. Oh God, we pray that even tonight as we are looking to you, that you will make some change, Lord, and bring about that healing as needed in each life. And Lord, beyond the physical healing, Lord, we pray that every touch will bring them closer to Jesus, that there shall be an opening of soul and a new work begun in their hearts, Lord, that the life that you give them shall be lived for your glory. Jesus, we just commit everyone to you, Lord. Those in this meeting tonight that need the touch of God, we pray that your healing presence will minister to us throughout our time together, and that we shall discover that changes have been made and an improvement has been given, and that Jesus is showing forth his faithfulness according to his promise. And we give you the praise and the glory for it in Jesus' precious name. Amen. And amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. We're in the healing presence of Jesus tonight. Every time we come into his presence, we need to recognize that Jesus is present to heal. And we can claim that and expect that from him. And sometimes the changes are dramatic and immediate, and other times they're more gradual. But as we keep our eyes on him, we don't look to our natural bodies to provide the strength we need. That comes from within. That comes from Jesus living in us. And we have to learn to look away from ourselves and to keep our eyes on him. You are my source of life. And Lord, I expect life from you. Praise God. Day by day, more and more. Praise God. You've come that I might have life and I might have it more abundantly. Praise God. And so may God keep us in that attitude of faith. And he'll help us to do that, I'm sure. Praise God.